Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
I put up a post that got a lot of response, but it's very strange because I'm low-key disappointed in you ladies.
I thought
it would be a wider range of responses, and all of y'all were pretty much 100% on the same side.
All right.
James Harden, we all know the beard from the NBA,
yeah.
is a very popular player, and he goes hard. And you can see in the interview that he was doing with Rachel Nichols in the locker room, he didn't have his socks or shoes on.
Sure didn't.
And he, what they affectionately referred to online as troll feet. Because, I mean, and track stars, basketball players who are on their feet jumping and landing a lot, they tend to have some rough feet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As I explained to one person who asked the question, I was like, football players, like, I don't want to, dog my man Booger, but Booger McFarland,
mm-hmm.
If you ever see him on Monday Night Football, his fingers are pointed all different ways.
Directions.
Yeah.
Like, and they've set that way. I mean, he's comfortable now, but it's still, like, if you look at it, you're like, whoa.
Yes.
That's because they're more hand checking and stuff like that. They're not doing a lot of jumping and landing. And so their feet might be, able to be pedicured up.
Deformed.
But their hands look like E.T. Right.
A great example of some really busted feet by an athlete is Deion Sanders. He's missing toes.
What?
And, like, it's a mess down
that.
There.
That was all because, like, of some serious stuff that he had going on. But when I asked, I said, ladies, you guys all want to be kept.
Yes.
You guys all, not all. And I even articulated and said there's independent women out there who would take offense to that. I'm not talking to you. But I'm talking to the ladies who are like, man, get me the man that got the $15 million mansion and this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, that would be James Hart.
That's nice.
And I'm like, but he, likes his toes sucked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, could you sacrifice that type of move, knowing that you would be good out there? Now, there was a lot of independent women who checked in, and I was like, yeah, but I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking just as a broad. I want to see what ladies got to say.
As a broad.
100% of the ladies was like, nah, I don't mess with nobody's feet. I don't care how much they got. And I'm like, yo, like that was so disappointing to me because there's so many things that men do in the romance department.
Yeah.
Like it's not
try.
You can't be a one trick pony if you're going to be a dude in the dating game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, there's if you looked at the menu of things that guys have to be proficient in to be a participant.
Yeah.
It's a long list.
Yeah,
y'all got a lot of things that y'all like to have done. Dudes don't have a real long list. And I asked Davi, I'm like, Davi, you don't want your toes messed with. And he said, no.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, me either. But it would show that the lady was into you if she kissed your feet.
Yeah, and James Harden is an outlier. Like, just a regular successful guy, I think, should deserve that, too.
Just as much.
If he's requesting it in the bedroom.
Well, I mean, there are guys out there who like it.
I mean,
put it this way. You enjoy it.
I do.
Right. And ladies enjoy it. So why would you think a guy wouldn't enjoy it as well? And they're like, well, man feet are different. And I'm like, yo, but that's your man.
If you keep up
you're
with
not
a pedicure,
sucking your man's toes.
Listen, I have.
Have you ever kissed your man's feet?
I have 100% had some toes in my mouth before. Mm. Absolutely, 100%. If it was requested, maybe, yeah. I'll put him in there.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord,
yeah.
So you just shouted out somebody before your marriage? Oh, Jesus.
There were people before Anthony. He's aware of that. But, yeah, I'm down for that. If that is a request, then for sure we're in the bubble bath together. Things are clean. You are manicured. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like a ridiculous situation. Then absolutely.
You
why
just
not?
Leveled up in my book.
Yeah.
you just went up a notch. Yeah. Not because that's something I'm into, but just the fact that.
To be open with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was looking for.
There's nothing
I was like,
wrong
yo,
with
like,
that.
I'm like, there's no open ladies out here. Like, I mean, because there was a lot of responses out
Sign
there.
Me
I mean,
up.
That thing got.
That sounds fun. It sounds, and by the way, it can be, kind of like a tease situation, a little massage on the foot. That I think that sounds interesting.
I mean, you ain't got to go all in, but just to show a man that you feel in him is a good look for the guy. Let's see here. The numbers that I'm trying to get in on my Wi-Fi is janky. But yeah, I mean, it had a bunch of responses in here, and everybody was pretty much on the side of, yeah, I'm good. I don't need it. I'm like, wait, where did all this go? I've seen y'all talk about how y'all want the mansions, the houses, and whatever. And if a little toe sucking got
that,
you there,
that's cap for the public. Yeah. Behind closed doors, yeah. I think people are a little bit more willing to reciprocate the love.
That was a couple days ago. It got 11,000 views, and these ladies out here are like, yo.
And you don't even
I'm
have
good.
To be a James Harden. You could just be a good dude. You could be a good dude that handles their business and does things, sacrifices, things that he might not necessarily want to do for you. I think a lot of girls are willing
What's
to
What's the difference
show
between
that love?
Doing other things and putting other things in your mouth and then not the toe? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the toe isn't the feet, whatever it is, isn't necessarily as bad as something else that women are quick to do. You feel me? You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's a very valid question.
Maybe
the toes aren't as attractive, but then again, everything that y'all deal with ain't really an attractive looking thing.
It's kind of fetishy too. Yeah. I think that's part of it.
Yeah,
because,
taboo.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, I'm not saying like a gross, disgusting setting. I'm thinking like something a little bit more sensual, romantic, a bathtub, something
I'll
like that.
I'll take a foot rub over a foot
I'll take a foot rub. Yeah. I definitely take a foot rub. But I mean, but if you rub in my feet and they clean and you reach down and you're like, baby, mwah. I know that you rock with me. That's all it is an assertion that you're mine.
Yes, I get that. If I am massaging your foot, my mouth is going to be on your foot somewhere in some way. Because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
see,
that,
your,
it just it
your
leads
stock
into
did
that.
Go up. Yeah. There's some fire emojis coming across the text right now. They feeling you with both hands, Maradisi.
It's just so easy.
This side of the 813 says, I'll suck a man's toes even if he ain't rich.
Right.
And God bless you,
because
I'm glad that there's some chill forgivers out there. Right. That's one.
I feel like it's something so easy to do. If somebody wants it and is receptive, not if you're grossed out by it or he is. That's not what I'm talking about.
Let's say I rub my man's feet, but he's ticklish, and I refuse to be kicked in my face because those size 12s, they only wear Tims. But if it was requested, I'd try it at least once.
There you go.
Just for him. Because he's special.
So if you're dealing with somebody that's ticklish, then you obviously don't want to, you want to be a little bit more forceful with your massage.
I would just advise everybody out there that has somebody special. Like if you're a girl, like there's a long, like we said, there's a long list of things that guys do try, read, that take recommendations from you. All those things that y'all have that y'all are like a motherboard of a computer. It's very complicated and you got to learn a lot. It's almost like taking calculus. But with us, it's like, let me just give him a little something, and that's it. It's like, yo, where's the list for us?
It's easier.
The list is very short, and if it means kiss me on the foot just to show me you rocking with me, then give it to me.
I can.
Give me the business.
Yeah, and if you're, I feel like if you're a good partner trying stuff like that, I mean, that's easy. That's easy to do.
Orlando killing me. She minds. Anybody who kiss your foot, they yours.
Right.
They yours. You ain't got to worry about them kissing some random person in the club. Your foot
better
come out.
Ugly feet, that might be a little hard for some
people. It's also a good way to kind of like switch things up a little bit, do something out the norm without having to do something like absolutely crazy.
Right.
Exactly.
You ain't got to jump off the top rope with it. Right. A little footsie.
When my man asked me to rub, kiss, or anything on him, I'm diving in immediately.
There you go.
See, that's what I'm talking about, because you realize if you don't, if you have something that you don't, somebody out there will, and if he wants it, Kevin, go ahead and get that man.
And it's more than just the toe thing. It's like it's the act of love that you're willing to do something that you might not necessarily be into. It's not gratifying for you, but you want to see your person feel good.
That's right, class. Everybody say the word sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. All right, we got Dr. Adams ready to knock it out for you, make you Valentine's fine. If you're looking to get that, I say all of y'all are beautiful, but some of you want a little bit extra. So you can send your Dear Doc letter and also your photo to wild941.com. Get in on that, whether you want the breast augmentation or you want the Vivive procedure that pretty much is a winner according to some of the reviews that we've heard. We got our own live Yelp over here that says it's a good thing. So if you want to get in, Dr. William Adams, plastic and reconstructive surgery got you. We give them away every Friday now because it's giving season, and we got you all ready for the Valentine's Day jump off. It's at wild941.com.
Did y'all see that text that came in that they're mad at us?
Yes.
Because their kids are in the car, and we were talking about
Suck-a-toes.
It's so many, you know what, on the real, like, there's so many downfalls, I feel like, to having kids.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even listen to the radio when you want to.
That's true.
Okay, well, you had edit stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yes. Okay, y'all are both parents mm-hmm. of two girls, both of y'all.
Yeah.
And I know y'all love your kids.
Of course.
You were just on the phone with one of your daughters a little while ago. Yeah. But, like, let's be real. We were just talking about sucking toes. So we're in the honesty box, it feels like, already.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you say if you had to pick, like, one or two things is, like, the worst part? The worst part of having kids.
Not your kids.
I know you love your kids.
In general.
Right.
Generally speaking, don't y'all wish y'all ain't had none?
Oh, no. Okay.
See,
that's not. All right,
that's not nice.
Well, he said the word, so we got to hit it.
Orlando and the Freak Show has 3 minutes in the honesty box.
Put aside your selfish male ego and tell the truth.
Swap 941.
Generally speaking.
All right, generally speaking.
Uh huh.
What's the worst part of having a kid?
Yeah. I got this. It's so easy.
You're not supposed to have an answer on deck, man.
I do, though, because, I mean, you live it. I live it every single day, and my kids are still young. They're 6 and 2. Losing yourself in your kids, basically. Losing the sense of you, and it's okay, but if we're being honest, if we're being brutally honest, it's just everything is constantly about them, as it should be, and losing any kind of independence or anything about yourself, any kind of even self-worth or identity, importance in yourself, because you're number four on the list now.
I don't like this question.
Number four on the list because in your last, and that's okay, and it's acceptable. We wanted that, and we chose this life, but...
It's
We're
the worst
honest.
Part. If you're being honest, parents, if you're breeders, as some of my friends refer to me,
yeah.
If you had to be honest, what would be the worst? Man, it's so hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to say.
Tough.
What's the worst part of having?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Because you're blessed to have a child.
Of course.
And we know that.
Yes.
And I know everybody wants to, let's just say, whatever you say, we already know you love your kids.
Of course. All right?
And you ain't got to, like, make excuses
for it. You're going to hate me for saying this.
Right. Because I'm like, but I do feel it in my heart. I'm like, I don't want to put that out there of what's the worst. Because it feels like you shouldn't.
Well, you think about it. I got another one.
So what?
I got another one. Yeah.
What?
Okay. Just the... overall anxiety and just waiting for the next sickness to happen and it shuts down the house.
That's not the worst part, but I will say that's up there.
That's mine,
because these little germy bastards, like, go to school and people cough on them.
Especially
and they
now.
Hug friends
RSV.
And they do all that, and then they bring it back to the house and the house is tore down.
Everybody gets sick, and then you send them back and then they get sick again. My daughter's been sick constantly for 3 months.
That's
now.
A hard
three
part.
Months.
I would say that's hard.
I have a really good friend that I constantly see his son kind of manipulate him for, like, half days or days off.
Oh, yeah.
My tummy.
And he loses a lot of money for it. He's canceling appointments.
Oh,
rescheduling. He's working on Sundays, which is supposed to be his day off, to try to make,
to make up for it. Yeah, that's the hard. Now, so here's one. All right, and we're going to take your calls and text. 888-429-0941. If you want to be honest, we ain't going to judge you.
Yeah, we're in
the
honesty box.
Tell us. We're in the honesty box.
We're not allowed
to judge you in honesty box, all right? So the worst part I would say about having a child is that they don't listen.
Yeah.
And they don't. You can't.
Yes.
It's hard to say it,
it's
but you
exhausting.
Can't. You can't make your kid. You can't teach your kid by letting them catch an L. And I would say, like, you know, you tell them to get their lunch. They forget to get their lunch. You've seen me leave this building to run and scurry to a restaurant to get lunch for my daughter to drop it off a couple times
because
she's left it. And when I'm driving and speeding and fighting traffic and doing meetings over a Zoom because I'm missing a meeting to go take her lunch, I'm like, it would be a really good lesson to have her just sit there. Uh-huh. Without lunch.
Why not? Why can't she just sit there
because
one day?
That's not right. I'm like, she's at school.
She's not going to starve.
She will starve.
No, she will not. She ate breakfast. She's going to eat dinner. But missing lunch.
They grab like a Pop-Tart and they move it and they're like, yo, they got the lunch. And I'm like, yo, like I it just like when your kid ain't listening and you can't let like if they have a school project. And I know every parent out there has a kid that popped up with a school project
due
tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's like 4.
Yep.
And you're like, are you kidding me? We got to run to Michael's and we got to run to this and we got to go to this and we got to go home. We up all night doing all this.
Glue and stuff.
And it's like all you had to do was just say, you know what? You're going to catch that L on that grade because you didn't tell me. And so now I'm not going to lose my time. And that's what you want to say.
But it's also a reflection of you.
And it's a reflection of you. And you can't let your kid fail.
Yes.
So you now have to put yourself out there. And that is the worst part. Because these little bag of needs need us. And we can't let them fall short.
I used to be the kid. Oh, mom, by the way, there's a bake sale tomorrow.
Just like
60 cookies.
Your mama Christian. She would want to cuss you school back.
Yes.
I got to tell you. All right, wait. 888-429-0941. For real. We being honest. Parents, what is the worst part of having a child? I know it hurts to say it, but come on in. Alright, it's the Freak Show. Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Davi asked a question.
A valid one.
Random, by the way.
It's valid because you see these messages that are coming in.
Wow.
What is the worst part of having a child? And again, we're going to gavel it as you can be honest with us. We cannot judge you because we know it comes from love.
Yeah.
Sound like Michael Jackson.
I'm judging some of these, though.
No,
of
love.
The one, because you know, like on a text, you can only see like the first half until you click it. I see, I want to punch him in the mouth, but I'm judging that one.
Okay, you got to open the rest of it.
I want to. I do it. I want to. You can't get mad at me for my mental.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's see. Having to make adjustments to go on a trip.
Yes.
It says, these kids are lazy and entitled as F.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though they grow up with parents who work their asses off to earn everything they have, the nerve of these little jerks nowadays.
Mm-hmm. At the 813, the worst part about having a kid for me is losing freedom. I'm a young mom. I still like to party, but I don't have any help whatsoever. And by the way, can we mention the clinginess? Can I just have 5 minutes to myself? Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, see, we're not judging. But boy, I got to tell you, some people judging that.
Yeah, the clinginess.
You call your kid clingy. It's true, but
it
hurts.
It's so true. It's so true, though.
Say it out loud.
Can I go to the bathroom? Can I cook? Can you just be by yourself for 5 minutes?
How funny is this says, rest in peace to a clean house?
Yes.
All right, let's see. We got calls coming in here. Kayla's on the phone. Kayla, if you had to be honest, what's the worst part of having a kid?
Listen, the worst part of having a kid is discipline to me. I have 4 daughters. And one of my daughters, she don't care if I take her phone. She'd be like, oh, that's okay. I didn't want my phone anyway.
If
I tell her to go to bed early, that's okay. I was tired anyways. I always tell her, listen, baby, when you a teenager, we're going to be out in these streets fighting because she knows how to get under my skin.
She trying you. Why is she trying you like that?
All the time. Always trying me. It don't even make no sense.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's trying to be a friend of me. Mm-hmm. All right, Kayla, I appreciate it. Tamika's on the phone. Tamika, I want to know, what's the worst part of having your kid?
I would have to say the sickness, man. My daughter's been sick like Meredith's daughter. This is third time strep throat since December.
Started. I feel you.
And it's just terrible. And losing yourself. You really lose your identity. You, everything is about them, as it should be, but it takes a toll on the parents, and they are little jerks, I agree.
Yeah,
Wait, Tamika, so when they do that first cough or that first sneeze, don't you look over at them like, oh, hell no.
Davi, I'm sorry, I've had the wrong person.
No, it's all good, we're here.
We're all here.
My daughter was in school one day, came in my car, picked her up from karate. She sneezed, coughed, and I was strep throat next day.
Oh, damn. And it's so contagious,
too.
Yeah,
for real. Yeah, that's a hard part.
Yeah, and the cleaning house.
Yeah.
Oh no, her she owns every room in that house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I feel you.
That's rough.
I'm
feeling you. I'm feeling you, Mama. I hear the pain.
But and I love my kids.
I know. Everybody's got to end it when I love my kids, though. But I just can't stand them. I love them.
Yeah.
All right, Tamika. Let's see. Ashley's on the phone. Ashley, what's the worst part of having a child?
Okay, the worst part is they don't care about anything. Not your time, not your space. They don't care about eating your food. Nope. They don't care about your budget.
Nope.
They break some stuff, want you to replace it. Yep. They don't care. My daughter went through 6 cell phones last year. 6.
Whoa.
Trying to be a good parent and tracker and stalker and all this good stuff. I have to keep buying her phones. She crack them, she drop them, she break them. They don't care about your budget. My kids opened 4 boxes of cereal this morning and left them all open.
Yeah. And then there's cereal everywhere all over the kitchen.
I'm ready to go to the school and pick them up. I'm hot, I swear. 4 boxes of cereal.
Like, that's a mess. Because I know people, devil's advocate, they can say, why do you just let her have a cracked phone for a little while?
Because how can I stalk her? I have to let her, like, go to school and catch the bus, and their bus takes like 2 hours to get home after school because there's so many kids on the bus. So I want to know why she's at Clearwater Beach at 3:00 in the afternoon when she's supposed to be at school.
But it's just
the bus is taking forever. They go all around Clearwater before they even get home. So I want to know exactly where she's at if you're really at school on that bus.
Okay, and so having a good phone is important.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. So I mean, yeah, trust me. A lot of people are texting the same thing about their house, their kitchen, cereal. Got some shout outs.
Cereal.
Anything
else at this point? 4 boxes.
Yeah, that's disrespect.
Family size boxes. You know I'm hot.
You know what, girl? That would have pissed me off, too.
All right, Ashley, thank you so much. All right, Justin's checking in. Hey, Justin, what up?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm good. What's the worst part?
It might sound bad, but the inconvenience for me. So with my job, they don't have before and after care anywhere around their school, so I can't drop them off till 8, and I have to pick them up at 3. But I live in Venice, and the job I'm doing right now is in Prospect. So I can only work 4 hours every other week.
Wow.
I have them. So it's killing me on time.
You know what's funny, too, is it, and this is going to be the stereotype, but we've had all these ladies checking in, and everybody's like understanding, and now a guy does it, and it hits different because they're like, oh, well, a guy is inconvenienced.
Nah.
It's like, no, we ain't judging.
No, we're not judging. We're not. And I
totally
understand.
Because, Justin, you love your kids and you sacrifice for your kids, but man, it's an inconvenience.
Right. And the different times they go to school and the drop off and the pickup, I get it.
Yeah, that thing don't never fit right in the schedule. It don't fit perfectly, I tell you that.
Yeah. And well, here's another good example is Monday. My ex dropped him off at school in the morning, and I was going to pick him up in the afternoon. They called me 10 minutes after I got to the job, which was an hour and a half away from the school, and said that she has a severe rash, and there's no doctor's note. Someone has to come get her.
Oh.
So I drove an hour and a half to work to turn around and go pick him up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've dealt with that part.
So,
yes. I appreciate it.
I was real mad about that.
Yeah, for real. Hey, thanks, Justin. That's the hardest part because my kid will show up in the office and they'll be like, you got to come get her. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah,
you just got there. You just got there. Well, you had to be sick this morning. Why you ain't say something?
Yes.
We got one out the 863. It says the worst is when you're running late to take your kid to school and as they're walking out the door, they tell you they have to go number 2.
Oh, that's bad.
This says fear of raising a bad kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst part.
That you're doing a bad job.
Yeah, because honestly, they represent you. So you don't want them out there in them streets. All right, the worst part of having a kid out of the 813 is the fact that your babies grow up.
Aww.
Just saying.
We know.
Because the babies are perfect. But when they get little attitudes.
I love a little.
I got a 13 and a 15-year-old, and they're looking at me like I'm an op.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's
like, for real.
The talking back, the constant, like, always got something to say, the attitude adjustments that need to happen. It's exhausting.
There's a lot of them. The worst part is twins at night and day truly double the trouble.
At 813, the drama they get into is the problem, especially when they become teens. It's nonstop drama every single day with a different person that they talk to.
Another one says, it don't hurt me to say none of this. Definitely agree with not listening and forgetting. My kids are younger, so not being able to do what you want to do or go where you want or having to find a babysitter is the absolute worst.
Yes, that's very true. I live that every
that's
single
day. All right, so does any of this make you feel like it's time for y'all to go have a baby?
Don't you want to have a kid
Come
now?
On, you got to have it now.
But they're
Come
so
on.
Cute. They bring us so much joy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
They're joyful, they but do. It's just it, but it becomes a challenge. When they learn, they got things to say.
Yeah.
Like my daughter, they don't talk back, but they always got an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not, and I, back in the day, that would be considered talking back, but you want to have your kids be able to articulate themselves.
Yeah, conversation.
But I'm like, they can never just take it.
Mm-hmm.
They always got something to say. And I'm like, this, in my mind, I don't say it out loud.
Right, what do you say?
I'm like, this, back in the day when parenting was different, would be where you get slapped.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you should not have nothing
spanked,
to say.
Whoop it.
I'm a grown person.
Uh-huh.
You're a 13-year-old. Shut up. Like, you just in your mind.
And
you ain't
going
to say it out
it's
loud.
In
it's in me deep.
Right. I get it.
But I'm like, whoo, if I could hit you.
I want to. I'm thinking about
you.
It, but
the law say I can't. The law don't say I can't think about it, though. I swear to God, I want to knock you off your feet. Because you're trying me right now. I told them no locked doors.
Yeah.
They keep locking the doors.
What about
y'all don't pay no bills in here.
What about any
Stop
eye rolls?
Them doors.
I'm dealing with the eye rolls right now in the house. Aubrey's eye rolls after I say some because we're working on the talking back and she's good on that so far, but then she'll do the eye roll as her talking back and I want to be like, I'm a kid.
But how you fix it without putting your hands on her?
Because
you want to put your hands on. Like, anybody right, you can't put your hands on.
Yes.
Because y'all probably put your hands on. All right, let's see. The worst thing is when, the worst thing is when they tell you that you just don't understand.
Yeah.
But you have to say, admitting to all the nonsense and unsafe things that you got yourself into when you were younger. So you got to tell them that you do understand without co-signing what they're doing.
Right, exactly. You've been there.
Right.
We tried that.
But they don't need to know all
no,
that.
No, you don't have to explain everything.
Right, but I wouldn't change it for the world. See, everybody
got
to put that at the end.
You feel like you have to.
Yeah, you sucker. Dog. So when you get ready to have a kid, just know, the beginning, you're going to be like, man, this is great. And then they're going to learn. And then they're going to start sizing you up. You're going to go from the strongest man ever to, that's my dad.
Competition.
You're right.
Like, my dad, he's on the radio. And then you become like a kind of an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like, people speak to me now, and they're like, oh. Here we go. Girl, that's keeping you in school. You better smile for these people. Do a dance. Do that dance I like. Yeah, but that's why we embarrass y'all. But it's payback.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.